Hello, it's the 19th of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with another nightly news show. Myself, Catherine Watkins, and the wonderful Jason Nota is back, gracing his wonderful presence with us tonight. Hello, guys.
Good
Good
evening.
evening. Ooh. You did
How
quite
are
well
you
there.
both?
Nobody's. We're good.
Nope.
We did really well then. None of us spoke out for each other. But I'm good. Jason's good, I think. Jake, are you good?
Yeah, I'm always good. I'm always good.
You're still very much missed, you know. You
Ah,
have a
bless.
wide fan base out there, Jason.
Yeah, well, just as a little teaser, I'm planning to come back round about sort of back end of May time, beginning of June. I've got a little, you know what I'm like on my 4 hour, 5 hour documentaries, and I like to put good information out there. Last time I did it on astronomy and what's to come, and all the sort of links and its origins about the time and the Aquarius and the stars and all the blah blah blah. And we're gonna do one on the last 300 years and the stolen history that it's basically been stolen and wiped out over the 1800s. And we've got the evidence and we've got the information so people can go away and look at it for themselves. But yeah, so just as a little teaser, that's what I'm planning to do. And it's gonna be back in the June. I'm only gonna stop and put that document or that bit of footage out, call it a documentary, whatever you want to do. And those that want to grab it can grab it. And then I'm going to shut it back down again till Christmas.
Thank you very much for
Fantastic.
the update.
Lovely. Right, let's do this. Hate watch. Show last night, and at the back end of the show, we had photos suddenly appear that she was caught shopping at a farm shop. And we had a look, all of us looked when we were on air. We've then found, I then, after we came off air, I then found some lookalike agencies and put a various amount of photos up. Somebody sent me something with with two lookalikes of Kate and William. And I tell you what, they are, you have to like kind of really look to see the similarities. But the one that they use, I personally think, looked absolutely nothing like her. Her face was a completely different shape. And, but the mainstream press are doubling down that that was a picture taken of Kate and William. But interesting, and Tisa again, I've got to give hats off to this girl because she's on it and she's over in the States. She said, after having any kind of abdominal surgery, you're not going to be carrying bags of shopping. You can't, not if you've had that kind of surgery, you know, you've got to be taking it easy. So if she's capable of collecting shopping, walking it to a car, what is wrong with her doing a little video? Hello, here we are. Why can't she do that? Why is she not? Why is all her engagements being cancelled? When all she has to do really at the engagement is sit in a carriage generally, get out, shake a few hands, get a few flowers, and then sit down again. It's not exactly strenuous work she does.
Well,
So I think they're throwing.
sorry, Lou. I mean, obviously, the news have picked up on it now, conspiracies and all this. And it's simple. You just do a little video and say, listen, I'm bowled over that people are concerned about me, blah, 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 blah. But let me put the record straight, boom. And it's done, it's over and done with, and on you go, you convalescing. But by staying out of sight and grainy footage of very good lookalikes or whatever they may be. Not even good lookalikes. If you look at the ears on Kate and then look at the ears on the lady in this grainy bit of footage, it's completely different when you actually slow it down and have a good look. You know, so it's that's all she needs to do. That's all she's ever needed to do before all
Okay,
this. Who I started.
they were on it. They were on it with you know the Photoshop shop picture, but the mainstream press are actually doubling down. And the thing is, I cannot see how they can dig themselves out of this. I don't see where this is going. Where's this going? I don't
I think
know. I
they
really
want us
don't
to,
know.
they definitely want us to see it. They don't make that many mistakes at all, ever. Do you know what I mean? They know
Yeah.
that people are all over it. They know they're going to be looking and they put that shit out, which is obviously not her. They definitely want us to know. I don't know what that reason is. It could even be a distraction from something else. We don't know. But they definitely want to know.
It could just be the fans playing out. It could just be we're watching the destruction of the deep state. They're probably over years ago, and this is how it's having to play out. I mean, we know there's about six different Charleses going. I mean, remember, do you remember the one at COVID when he's in his cream suit sitting behind a desk and his face was like, with the absolute, there was nothing. There was not one thing.
Yeah, actually, they've been photoshopping these photos for years because there was one, and it's just at the top of my, and it was actually Queen and Prince Philip outside, I think it was Kensington. I mean, that's obviously photoshopped. That was a few years ago as well. So they have been doing it a while.
And the press are talking about one that there's a family photo with the Queen in it that now they're taking second looks that supposedly Kate took that had quite clearly been photoshopped. So basically, Kate's still missing. We still haven't seen proof of life. We're going to keep on the hashtag, where is Kate? And we are going to continue Kate Watch until we find her. So anyone, any information, info@libertytactics.co.uk. So that's the end of Kate Watch. We're going to jump straight in with Jason.
Well, so I've been looking at a couple of different stories, to be fair. But one that's really caught my attention is what's been happening in King's Cross. Okay. So King's Cross, a very, very busy, well-known, world-renowned station in London. We all know it. We've all landed on it, on the Monopoly board, the man with the monocle. So what's happened is, obviously, we're in Ramadan, and they put up on the big board a message, basically, which is, you know, it's Ramadan, so it's nice. It's very cultural, is London, so I get to put messages up, and I get, you know, they'll put Happy Diwali, you know, Merry Christmas, and they'll care because it's a very multicultural city. But what's gone up there today is like, wow, it's kind of wound a lot of people up in this country. And I can see and understand why. Even Nigel Farage has been all over it, and he's been saying, well, hang on a minute, are we not supposed to be a Christian country? How can things like this be happening? And what's been put up is a message on day nine of what they call the Fajr. It's the Hadith of the day, which is day nine, which is basically the Prophet Muhammad. This is the message on the board at King's Cross, you know. And it's there. I mean, all you need to do is go and look. I'll send you the link. But all, I mean, I was shocked when I had to look at it twice, and I thought, I need to look at this a bit deeper. But it's there on GB News. You can't miss it. Came up about 2-3 hours ago. But it says, all the sons of Adam are sinners, but the best of the sinners are those who repent often. Peace be upon him, the Prophet Muhammad. So you can imagine the uproar that's caused. Obviously, Nigel Farage has jumped all over it, and he's right in what he's saying. It is a Christian country. Now, happy Ramadan or happy Diwali, whatever you want to do. But when it comes to putting quotes up like that, now obviously King's Cross have, you know, they've been questioned upon, you know, what is this? And they've come back and slanted the shoulders like they would do, understandably, because that's what they do, these people. But they've come back and said, well, it's multicultural, and we do often put messages up. Obviously, somebody's put a message up that they shouldn't have done, you know, but it is what it is, and slanted the shoulders on it. But it has kind of missed a lot of people off, myself included, and I'm mixed race, but to be putting things like that, next it'll be kill the infidels, the Prophet Muhammad, inshallah, you know. And it's like, yeah. Oof, yeah. Hang on a minute,
it's hard, isn't it?
All like, sons of Adam are sinners, but the best of the sinners are those who repent often.
The one that you should, funny you should say that, I saw it earlier and I just realized it as you were saying that story, Jace. So it was St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, wasn't it? And Andy Heisman had posted a photo of Galway, obviously in Ireland, in Southern Ireland. And they had, so they were basically celebrating St. Patrick's Day with the Chinese dragon through the streets. You know, like the big proper the parade they do in China.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
they've
yeah.
got a big
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were doing
yeah.
that in Galway on Sunday.
Do you know it's gone to pot, isn't it? Everything's going to pot.
That's mental, isn't it?
This is
Look
the
at what we've got. Look at what's going on here. You've got a Muslim. Is he Muslim now? Taking over the new first minister.
Wales, yes, he is. Yes,
in Wales, you've got Scotland, and now we've got Rishi here. Look at what is going on.
I said this. I said this weeks ago.
Only 30% English in England's capital city. The number one name in the country for a boy is now Mohammed. You know, we've been overtaken. You know, with the people who came over during the 80s, they were here. They integrated with the community and everything else. Now, they don't need to. There are cities now that probably are under Sharia law around the country. You know, they can keep themselves. You know, we can't have our traditional nativity plays in case we offend somebody. Well, what if we went over to these other countries and started our belief on them? They wouldn't have it. We'd be all put up against a wall and shot. But the fact that we have to bend people and they're not showing respect for what this country is. Our grandparents, great-grandparents, fought for this sovereignty. And look at it. Look at what it's turned into. Children thinking their men can have babies. Girls being told it's okay to cut their breasts off. You know, look at it. Drag queens going doing performances to little children. School kids being brought out dildos at 9 and 10. Puberty parties. Like, it just feels like
it's design. And it's all by design.
I know, of course, we know that, but you know, it's a God can turn this around like just like this, and I just hope all of these people start repenting soon, because what you're doing goes against everything.
But it's not God that has to turn it around. He sent his people to do the work. It's us that have to turn it around.
Absolutely, but God can turn the situation. I do believe he will, but there's going to be a time when people have to go and answer to their maker. And what this is doing, and I do not understand, and I do not believe these people who think the RSE is okay. I do not see how they can think that is okay. I can't see it.
These people have lost connection to essence, to divinity. These people they've either been corrupted by a system and allowed themselves to be corrupted, or purposely know what they're doing and they're not bothered. They've lost that spark. They've lost that connection to divinity itself, and that's the problem that we're facing. The NPCs, without a shadow of a doubt, and this is the problem that we're having. Is we've got a percentage of people that are still divine, and we're growing by number, and we're waking more people up to their own divinity, because that's the consciousness of divinity itself. But we've also got a large number of just biological people. There's no connection. There's no essence there. It's they've either given it up, or it's been stolen from them, and that.
Well,
And these are the people. These are the people that are doing these acts of wickedness.
Well, I'd like just to bring Kat in here, because I think this leads nicely on, because there is one in particular person. Well, there's many, but there's one particular person that I think we need to discuss. We all know this person, but Kat, you particularly wanted to bring him up tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, it was only because somebody sent me a message last night, and I thought, actually, yeah, I was looking for something for her, and I ended up watching him again. And I've done, you know, blogs on Kinsey where I brought Aleister Crowley in, because he's been, you know, paramount to this. But there is people out there who actually believe this man wasn't evil. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You couldn't have looked further than your nose. He was, you know, he was the star of the Thelema occult practices, and he was a demon. That man was literally, he'd sold his soul, but he was literally worshipping Satan and doing all these rituals that included sex magic, obviously, chem sex, loads of drugs and lots of sex with males, females, children, babies, animals. He would eat feces, drink urine, drink menstrual blood. In fact, one of his followers was he died because he drank cat's, I think it was cat's blood or whatever, and it killed him. He was kicked out of Italy years and years ago. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he moved to Scotland then, and he had a place in Scotland where, because he was British, Aleister Crowley. He was born in like Gloucester or something like that. It's not even that far away from me. But he was like the most, like, well, he was the wickedest man on earth. And not many people speak about him. And the people who do speak about him think he's great. And I can't get my head around it. I'm like, all right, either they have absolutely no idea about the real Aleister Crowley. Do you know what I mean? Because he was performing magic and stuff. And he was the creator of the, you know, do what thou wilt is the whole of the law. So basically do exactly what you want and sod the consequences. And this is the life we're living in now.
He called himself the beast. And he also
had himself the beast. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
And also he had the Beatles, John Lennon, like really.
No, Rolling Stones, Jimmy Page. Exactly.
This is what it is, and people should really sort of like go and do research, even go far back. Like I've got books on Voltaire and how it all, and then you just work your way through, and then you can you will understand, you know, start learning about Kinsey, start learning about Crowley. You know,
that's
you've got
to. He's connected to Kinsey because, well, I say he's connected to Kinsey. Kinsey idolized Aleister Crowley. We all know what Kinsey's like, right? For, you know, the sexualization of children. But he was also, and this is something new I learned, he was also very, very good friends. Aleister Crowley now was also very, very good friends with Aldous Huxley. And for anyone who's read A Brave New World or seen it, and Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, was the first president of UNESCO. And where is the sex education come from today? It comes from the Kinsey Institute to the World Health Organization and the United Nations, UNESCO. The connections are all there. These people were connected, you know, and their ideologies were the same. And you can't just skim over the absolute evil that that man did because he knows how to do magic. Gee, that's just insanity. And people are doing it. Look, last year when I was away, Kim had sent me, so basically there's somebody who's got a massive tattoo, right, of Aleister Crowley's fucking head on their thigh, like covering the whole of their thigh. So Kim commented on it and said, you do realise who Aleister Crowley was, he was evil, and this woman just blocked him. Do you know what I mean? Like, what, do they, before you have a tattoo on your leg, you better go and find out what on earth that person is about first, surely. But people are so tangled up in the occult. Do you know, they say, oh, yeah, but he uses it for bad. It's just insane.
Well, then you've got, you know, you look with all the stuff that I was doing regarding, I know, I'm bringing Diddy into this, but you're saying about all these people getting tattoos. You should see some of these kids within this new wave of kind of hipster, you know, this, you can't, it's disrespecting hip hop, actually, but this new wave of type of rappers, kids. It's satanic. It's dark. I mean, you watch some of these videos. I had to actually, for me, and I'm sort of like quite seasoned to most things now, but I actually had to turn away because these are young kids who are getting drawn in with hopes of record contracts, doing whatever. And then they're proud of something, but you can see the sadness and the emptiness behind the eyes. So let alone adults with tattoos of Alex Crowley, these guys, literally, they're having their tongue split like serpents. They're having, you know, it's such an extreme, the state of these young kids, and there's like before and after pictures. And
it's sad, really, isn't it?
Taylor Swift, like Taylor Swift was dancing in the belly of a serpent the other day. I know it's on a video.
Yeah,
I
know.
Come on, like, out, you know, Sam Smith dressed as Satan. Do you know what I mean? These people are dressed as demons.
Well, do you remember the Lady Gaga? The worst I have ever seen. I mean, Sam Smith, you couldn't watch it. I couldn't watch the Sam Smith, but the Lady Gaga, that was taking things to a new depravity.
I was fuming about that when one night, was that the one where she was, that girl was making
This was another level of absolute on depravity. Stage. it with on kids stage. Are watching
mine. She's got he, whatever it is, has got his audience and a lot of young kids, and they would have been watching that. Oh my God, honestly, filthy, disgusting demons is what they are, in my opinion. And they're influencing all of the children. All of the children, you know, if your kids are watching these music videos and all, you might think, you know, it's just a music video, but it's intentionally done that way for a purpose. It's not for no reason, you know. They need to lead your kids astray, and they most definitely are. You know, you've got to look at Miley Cyrus. You know, she was, what was it, Hannah Montana in that little show or whatever, and she, all of her audience were like 6-year-old little girls to up to like 11 or whatever, and then next time I see her, she's on stage dressed like as a baby with a strap on.
That is that, but I mean, you got to also remember, like, her father's got to be blamed. But look at what these poor kids get put into. They get put into Nickelodeon. Look at what's his name. You know, they're now talking about that poor girl.
Just what was, they do it. That's how they do it.
I know. But this is what they're there for. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just awful, isn't it? It's foul.
What else have you got, Kat? Because I've got, if you've got something sort of like staying on topic, because I've got actually something not on topic, but about vaccines, but let's stay.
Well, I've got something on topic.
Sorry, Jason.
Excuse me. So, the plan to ban alleged sex offence MPs from Parliament diluted about 2-3 hours ago. So MPs accused of violent or sexual offence would only be banned from Parliament if charged by police under revised plans. So under earlier proposals, MPs could have been excluded earlier in any criminal investigation, such as on arrest. So they've not been charged. So even if they've just been arrested, they can be excluded from these plans. Prospect, a trade union which represents staff in Parliament, said it meant the plans had been watered down, diluted. A vote on the proposed ban had been due earlier this month, but was delayed. Last month, Commons leader Penny Mordaunt told MPs that the MPs had raised concerns about the proposed rules. A date to vote for the revised policy has not yet been set. So basically, the first thing that's pops into my mind is, well, hang on a minute. Why are we having a conversation about sex offences and MPs? First of all, surely it should be given that these people are squeaky clean. So that gives you a massive clue of what's going on in that building and what's been going on in that building.
But we know, because Bill Maloney came on this show years ago, John Wedger. There were 76 politicians at the time.
There's more now. I think at one count, there were over 190 at one point. Yeah, that had some form of allegation or charges or past history of, you know, it's like ridiculous. These are the people that are supposed to, you know, look after the other people. We give them our consent to do what's right for the people around them. But they're all dirty, perverse, nonsense sex offenders, or a good chunk of them. You know, that's like a third of Parliament. That's like a third of Parliament. He's like,
that's why
he's like
we've got elections coming up, okay? And I say it all the time. Unfortunately, this is what we got to work with, right? Unfortunately, this is the only option right now. And as I've kept saying, all you need to do is ask your local politician what his thoughts on RSE is. The religious sex education going on to young little children, that will tell you absolutely everything you need to know about the person that you possibly may vote for. If they support the grooming of young children in schools, I would say every other question that you ask would have been answered just by that. That's all you need to ask. And yeah. I'm going to continue my plea for people, if you do that, it'll only take you a couple of minutes, just a sentence. Just ask them and just let us know so we can have better. I've had a few responses, but we should have loads more because our children, as we keep saying, are the most important subject. And myself, Kat, Jason and Christine and Rick and Paul Fitch and others, they will agree. The children are the number one. We have to save them. We have to understand what is going on. We have to understand where it's coming from. And we also need to understand their end game. So they're your children. You have got to protect them. And you've got to get clued up. And tomorrow I will be releasing an interview, well, a chat that Catherine and I had with Kimberly Isherwood last week, just telling parents to armour up, because we are hearing yet again, it's always been rife. I remember it was just inundated when I was at the column with issues with social services. Maybe it hasn't gone quiet, but maybe I've had my ball, I've been focusing on other things, but I'm personally seeing a big influx now of issues with social services. So armour up, because your kids are the most important things, and look where it's going and look what they want for them. There you go, Catherine.
But it's sad that we're having to have these conversations. It's like, wow, this is just... Well, you know what I'd like to do to all these people. I'm not going to say it on air, but, you know, it's like, it's going to get to that stage at some point. It has to, because, you know, it's like, how can people just be complicit in this? It's like, this is just, what the...
And you, where are the people? When I talk about, like, the police, like, I watched that video of the elderly lady who's got stage 4 cancer being evicted. And I've got to say, yeah. Laura Nina was there. And I've invited Laura to talk about what happened down there, because she was right there with this elderly lady. And the police should have been protecting this elderly lady.
And the world.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. They don't give a shit who it is. They don't care who it is. I know they don't. It doesn't matter what you've got.
They're guarding the bloody drag queens.
Exactly. So you haven't got a hope in hell with anything else. Do you know what I mean? They're prepared really to scratch that far. You know?
Kat, have you got anything else before I go on to my next story?
Yeah, only just two short ones. I just wanted to say, just this doing the rounds again, that, you know, they had like the baby rave. You know, it was basically drag queens. It was in the days, but going into, like, I don't know, centres where they've got like a room with parents and literal babies. I mean, like literally crawling, not even one yet, and a bit older, 2, 3, 4, 5. And there was just drag queens gyrating around in the middle of the floor while all of these people are sat there watching. Guys, so
why aren't social services going in there?
Exactly. Can you imagine if in your own room, if somebody walked past the window, right, and you were dressed up like a slut, gyrating around on the floor with children in the vicinity, they'd be kicking the door in. They'd be kicking the door in.
Yeah,
it's fine to just do this. And it's just beyond my comprehension sometimes that this even has to be spoken about. You're right. This is a massive safeguarding issue for children, and the police are not there. So they're supposed to be protecting people. They're allowing this to go on. They're protecting the drag queens that want to go. Why would you want to go and gyrate around? I'm sorry. You do what you're doing. You don't gyrate. Why would you want to perform in front? Oh, another one as well.
I'm doing it. I'm not doing it anymore.
There's a drag queen called Menopause or something like that, right? Anyway, this drag queen had done a video not that long ago saying, you know, doing the right thing, saying, you know, don't bring your kids to our shows and this, that, and the other. Great. Well, it turns out she's doing some child event. I can't remember where it is. I'll have to find it. So basically, he. So basically, after all of that, he's doing this anyway. I'll find the thingy. I will, and send it over, the picture, so you can see where it is.
Okay.
Yeah, some sort of event at the end of March. And the other one, just quickly. So you know this thing about the puberty blockers, and you know they're stopping them giving it to young people. Well, they were supposed to be discussing this in Parliament. I think it was today, either today or yesterday might have been. Sorry. And do you know what? They sat and spoke about ferrets for 15 minutes, so they didn't have to mention about the puberty blockers. So we heard about ferrets, and one member of parliament even stood up, right? It was, it's so cringe. You've got to watch it. It's just like only like a 2 minute video just to show the bizarre, how bizarre it is. But she stands up in the middle of it and says, oh no, I just got to, just to say, she said, my brother had a ferret named Oscar. And they all kind of laughed and sat. And I'm thinking, is this for real? Am I actually, what am I watching? How can people watch that and think, yeah, this is completely normal? So we'll just ignore the fact that, you know, we're talking about not giving puberty blockers to kids anymore, right? Those things that can really give you a short life, irreversible side effects, and so many, you know, so many, causes so much illness. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to stand here and talk about ferrets. It's a joke. We're living in a clown world. It's a joke. It's a dangerous world.
Talking about not discussing things, this is like the final story, and I know it's only a quick one tonight, but thank you to Camilla for sending this over. It's in The Sun. Eton College schoolboy dies after collapsing on a sports field during a football match. So obviously Eton, everybody knows. Royal family goes there. It's one of Britain's biggest public schools. So this young 17-year-old keeled over in front of a traumatised teammates on Saturday afternoon during field game at Eton. And they say the onlookers were rushed to the lad's aid, performed CPR on him in front of tearful stunned students. As the ambulance were called to the Eton grounds, the sixth former's father was informed he was playing in another fixture nearby. Despite the best efforts of the medical team, the 17-year-old teenager was tragically declared dead. So, his name's Raphael Pryor, 17, a very fit, sporty guy, plays rugby, he's bilingual, whole future, he's at Eton, for God's sake. That's all you get on the death. And then all we have is he was an enthusiastic boy. The head teacher have sent condolences. The tragedy unfolded. Not one question of how he died, what it was that killed him. Nothing.
They're all like that, though, aren't they, lately? They just
I'm hoping, you know, as this is Eton, someone's happened there. Obviously, these people have got a lot of money. Let's see if the parents start asking the questions. We'll have to wait and see. But even if they do, we're not going to be told about it anyway. But why aren't the mainstream media, again, asking the questions? They're not asking the questions about the amount of excess deaths. They're not asking questions about the damages that the RSC is doing. They're not asking questions even about, hey, we've got to get rid of this mainstream media. And what's so annoying is us lot, we can't get press passes. So these people are going into these events. We've got to get rid of the mainstream press. It has to be done. And maybe we should start an alternative.
I was just about to say that, Lou. Press Association. Get everybody involved.
We did something when we were at Bilderberg and somewhere else at the Column. We had these special press passes, but I think maybe that was just to show, like, the police as we were in and out. I don't know, but surely something can come up. We need to have something for mainstream media and alternative media to be at certain events and do true reporting, because we're not getting it from our press. I mean, we know that. We've been saying it for decades, but... Again, let's start pressing the mainstream media. So
the problem that we've got is the alternative media are on the backside. It's everyday people that are going out and doing the investigating and uncovering these stories and showing them for what they are. The mainstream media have got billions. We're just everyday people. That's where they know that they've got us, because we're never going to get the exposure that, you know, there's 30 million people sat down in front of a square box watching this. It's never going to happen, and they know that, and that's what we're up against. But we are winning.
They are turning off. I would say that some people in the truth movement, I know it's great when you're seeing these stories and you're getting all excited, but please, just
verify everything, yeah.
Just Confirm, because it's clickbait. We had it all yesterday. I've actually invited the woman who told me that I needed to go out and do research, and I found a inbox message from that person saying, "Goodbye, silly woman. I bet jabbed, I bet too." And all I did to this woman is just point out that she'd posted something that was not real. It was taken from weeks, maybe a month or so beforehand. That's all I said. It is wrong. I got a disgusting mouthful back and didn't give me a chance to respond and decided to block us. But
Yeah.
really, I've invited her to come on my show because I would love to know how she does such incredible research. So please, Jennifer, get in touch. But that's joking aside, it's so important to make sure you verify and double verify your sources, because it makes us look like fools. We won't be taken seriously. We could have really big stories and we're just known for the clickbait. People hope
But
on
the
premises
beautiful
aren't
thing about
clickbait.
it is we're not known for the clickbait, and a lot of the other outlets are getting their stories from us, so we're happy with that. So, but you're right in what you're saying. Make sure that you're verifying and then checking your sources.
Yeah, and go and have a look. If you're going to be posting videos, go and just check what other videos these people are doing, so you kind of get an idea instead of just seeing the first thing and running for it, because it discredits all the work that the research and the work that people are in. Fine example, Aleister Crowley. People are coming to Kat and saying Aleister Crowley was a good guy. It doesn't take long to pick up a book, and you can just go to certain sections of that book and find out. It doesn't, a few clicks on the computer will tell you exactly who Aleister Crowley is. Catherine.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, actually, just as to finish, just do a bit of, you really don't, actually, go to Rumble, just type in the type, Aleister Crowley, and loads of stuff will come up. Loads of stuff will come up. I mean, you can get a, sorry, I have got to say this, though, because it did really make me laugh. I'm scrolling through Facebook, right? There's a meme here with a picture of the ex-Australian soap star and a picture of Greta Thunberg, and it says ex-Aussie star calls Greta Thunberg a demonic little gremlin, and it just
I
made
saw
me.
that interview. I saw that interview, and I don't know what's going on with Facebook. I can post some things and I can't
Wouldn't
others,
let you
but
post that,
I
would
saw
it?
the interview. I watched the interview with Holly Valance.
Oh, I gotta, what,
You know
that's
what?
it, Holly
It is.
Valance.
She's full on board. She's calling out the pandemic, the vaccines. She is full on, and
She
she
is
is
still.
blasting it.
Oh, I'm gonna have a look at that interview then. So yeah, that's all from me, guys. Just go and check out Aleister Crowley. It's important you understand, and his connections with why we're so hypersexualized as a society today. He had a big part in that as well, and still
And
does, even though he's.
they're not just going to find one source on that. That's the other thing. Just double check sources and where you're getting it from. Don't just believe one thing. Just go and see if it can be corroborated and the source of where it's corroborated. It is really important, especially at this time, because we're coming up to the election. That's why I think the banning is going to start, because we're 6, 7 months off from the election. That's when it all happened before, when they were going full force and everyone was banned for 30 days for literally nothing. So
Yeah.
it's really important at this time to check and double check what information you are putting out there, because you're making the rest of us look like fools with the clickbait. So there you go. That's it. Moan over. We will be back tomorrow. Myself, Catherine, are you in tomorrow?
I am, yeah, I'm here tomorrow.
And Christine should be back tomorrow as well. Jason will be back on Thursday. I might not be here Thursday, because I've got an old friend down and I've got the day off on Friday. So it might be over to you guys to do the news.
Okie doke,
Start
no
the news
problem.
on Thursday. But that's it for us tonight. LibertyTactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info. You can message all of us at either Lou, Kat, Jason, or Christine with our first names at LibertyTactics.co.uk if you've got anything you think that might interest us or stuff that we should be looking into. We would love to hear from you. Say goodbye, guys. Jason, final words. and then say goodbye.
Well, you know me, never look down on anybody unless you're going to give them a hand up, and always, always, always do the right thing because it's the right thing to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Kat, have you got anything else to say?
No, that's it from me, guys. Just again, just to reiterate, Alistair Crowley, Alistair Crowley. And that's it from me. So good night and God bless, guys.
Yeah, that's it. Keep an eye out for Kate.